Unit 7. Listening. Describing a festival.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Venice. My name is Carlotta, and I'll be your guide for this weekend when we see the Festa del Redentore, the Festival of the Redeemer, the high point of the Venice summer, with its spectacular firework display. Before I start, can you all hear me at the back?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Okay, let me start by telling you a little about the history of the festival. From 1575 to 77, as you may know, Venice was hit by a devastating plague. It killed more than a third of the city's inhabitants. In 1576, the city's leader, the Doge, promised to build a church dedicated to the Redeemer in return for help in ending the plague. On July 13, 1577, the plague was declared over and work began to build the church. It was also decided that Venice would forever give thanks on the third Sunday of July. Now, moving on to the festival itself, what happens is this. From early on the Saturday, boats are decorated with flowers, lanterns, and balloons. St. Mark's Lagoon fills with as many as 2,000 boats. You see their occupants eating and drinking as they wait for the traditional spectacular display of fireworks. By the way, if you're wondering about dinner on Saturday evening, you can make arrangements with a hotel for dinner on a boat. At around 11:30 p.m., the display begins. You'll see fireworks illuminating the silhouetted spires, domes, and bell towers of the city. On Sunday, you'll see a pontoon of decorated gondolas and other boats strung across the Giudecca Canal. This is to allow the faithful to walk to the Church of the Redentore. The climax of the festival, and the most significant part, if you remember what I said about the history of the festival, is the Mass held in the presence of the Patriarch of Venice. This is a reminder that the Festa has a serious side. One thing I forgot to mention is that the traditional food for Saturday night is roast duck, watermelon, and of course wine. So that's the Festa del Redentore. As you can see, it's a wonderful event. Okay, are there any questions?